Hello guys, it's Call of Minecraft again here from last week. And we have a new member. Would you like to introduce yourself?
No. Hello, what was my name again?
Ezio47.
I was the creator of this podcast, except I wasn't here last week.
This is Seb, known as Ezio47.
Hello!
And we have with us today Retro Gamer Felix.
That's me.
Or me, Mystical Cop 200, also known as William.
You may notice that we are missing somebody. He was online, but then he left the call and he hasn't come back online. And that is, of course, what did he want us to call him again? Because he didn't want his name.
Twisted Viper.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was Ninja Diffuser. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're missing him because he's off on his arse playing Vengeance on the
Most
first
likely.
Day. So, yes, as you may have noticed, Vengeance has come out, so that's what we're mainly going to talk about it. Vengeance is the third Call of Duty DLC after the first ones, which were Revolution,
and then there was
Uprising, and then this one is Vengeance.
Something else we'll be talking about is, hopefully, Minecraft 1.6.1, because that came out yesterday. And I was so excited. It's the horse update.
Yeah, horse. It is the horse. The horse is like that finally horse. In Minecraft.
Woo!
Yeah, Call of Duty Ghosts is coming out in
November.
Hey, we were going to do the PS4 versus...
Oh yeah, PS4 versus Xbox One.
Yeah.
I think that's all we've got. So far. But there will be more stuff coming out later on as life rolls by.
Yes, we're now going to talk about Vengeance. However, there is a slight change. Because the recording you've just heard was a few days ago, we now have Ninja Diffuser with us, which is the Call of Duty guy. But however, we do not have Seb Ezio47 anymore. Unfortunately, he just hasn't come back online. So we're just gonna have to do it without.
Vengeance includes 5 new DLC map packs, 4 multiplayer, 1 zombie, and 4 multiplayer maps are Cove, which is a desert island sort of map with a feel of like turbine. The second one is Rush, which is a paintball indoor and outdoor arena. Personally, my favourite one is Rush because it's what I like to do, Rush. And the next one is Detour, which is on a bridge, which has a lot of standard pieces of cover and obstacles that you have to dodge. And the fourth one is Blink. Summit was a Black Ops 1 map and they decided to bring it back. Like nearly every other Black Ops 1 map, like Nuketown, Studio, and now Summit. So, now I'm going to hand over to William to talk about the zombies map, because I don't really play zombies.
Yeah, we'll go over those things in a bit more detail, and we'll start with zombies. So, if I just scroll down. Right, so I've got it up on my screen, and it says... Buried, players will be challenged to face their deepest fears, trapped inside a long-forgotten subterranean Old West mining town infested with swarms of the undead. It looks really good. The Black Ops 2 website has got a great detailed picture. It doesn't give too much away. However, we have played it, because it is out, obviously. It's not actually that great compared with other maps, but it's not that bad. It could be worse, let's say. It's basically sort of a western town that's sort of been buried under loads of stuff, which is why it's called Buried, obviously. Basically, there's a new perk, which is...
Scavenger Aid,
and basically you can see the mystery box and all that stuff. But when you kill zombies, they drop they sometimes drop bags of points and ammo, I think it is.
Yep. That's why he's going to scavenger aid, because he's based off the multiplayer pack. Scavenger.
Also, there is a bonus zombies ray gun. I'll read that out. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 Vengeance owners will also receive a brand new bonus wonder weapon, the Ray Gun Mark II, available for use in every Call of Duty Black Ops 2 Zombies map. Basically, the second Ray Gun, basically. You can still get the Ray Gun Mark I. I think that's it. Yeah, if you haven't got it, go get Microsoft points, because it's not the zombies that are the best, it's the multiplayers, which Ninja Diffuser we'll talk about now.
Let me go into the multiplayer maps in more depth than I did before. Cove, I'll recommend some guns that you should use. Cove is a very concealed, small map, long lines of sight. So maybe a sniper or an assault rifle would do good on that map. And also I would recommend dexterity, because there's a lot of things to climb and stuff. It's kind of like Turbine. I would use the same things as I use on Turbine and Cove, because they're kind of the same. And also, an interesting thing about Cove is, if you zoom in on one of the boats, it looks exactly like Hijack, and the names are in the same place. So that's a cool little Easter egg the Triad Boys gave to us.
There's another paragraph about Cove. I'll read that out now. The stage is set for all-out conflict. The small forgotten island in the middle of the Indian Ocean, where players battle it out almost amongst the wreckage of a jet that has crashed-landed during a smuggling operation gone wrong. Carry on.
Okay, here's a detour. The bridge map. And basically, on detour, there's two levels to the bridge. On top of the bridge is a lot of long ranges of sights and holes where you can drop down to the lower levels. On the top levels, I would recommend a sniper and assault rifle. And the bottom levels, I'd recommend a shotgun. So basically, just use whatever you're best with, whatever you're good at. Anything else to add, William?
Not particularly. I wouldn't say it's the best out of the four, but it's probably third. Or second. It says, on detour, it says, players fight amongst the scattered vehicles, exposed iron and collapsed pavement of a destroyed suspension bridge high above the East Coast waterway, where the action can play out on multiple levels.
Okay, next one is Rush. And Rush is all about what it is in the title. You rush, kill your enemy, and win the game. In this one, I would recommend an SMG, shotgun. I wouldn't recommend long range of sight, because not that long lines of sight. Unless you can get up in the towers, which is a vantage point in this small multiplayer map. And also, in the speedball area, I would recommend one attachment millimeter scanner. See your enemy, shoot your enemy.
Yep. You forgot a major point, and it says it in the paragraph, I think, so I'll read that out. Fast close quarter engagements are assured in this paintball course turned full combat arena, giving players new opportunities and challenges to use the cover to their advantages. So as you heard, it's like a paintball arena remade, basically.
And the last and final map, in which, in my opinion, I think is the worst, and Treyarch have disappointed us with this one, is Uplink, which is a rebase off Summit. I really like Summit, but the way they've retextured it is really bad. I can't recognise anything from Summit.
Yeah.
But it's a really big map, so I would recommend an assault rifle, an LMG, maybe a sniper. So those are the four multiplayer maps. I think the order of multiplayer maps, the Uprising was dominant. Uprising has gotten my favourite DLC for multiplayer. And then Vengeance, then Revolution. They really let down a Revolution. Anything else to add, Felix, about any of them?
Not as far as I can think, no. Not about Vengeance, anyway.
One thing, you may have heard while I was reading out the paragraphs, my voice sounded, choppy, and it still does now. My voice waits a second before I speak again, and I read it wrong. It's because I'm listening back to myself in my headphones. You may ask me why I'm doing that, but it's so I can hear the others, so, you know,
it's
necessary.
Now it will be my section of the show. I'm going to be mainly talking about the new Minecraft 1.6 update. It's been dubbed the horse update, because that is the main update. It has now moved on to 1.6.2, but as I just remembered, we didn't actually talk about 1.6.1. So I'll talk about that first, because that's obviously the main bit of the update. One of the biggest changes, as you may have guessed by the name, is it adds horses. Yes, that's right, horses. This has been added after lots and lots of people have been downloading mods like Mo Creatures and stuff like that. And Mojang realised that one of the main reasons they were doing that is because they could get horses and other similar similar animals like donkeys and stuff like that. In order to get the 1.6 update, in case you haven't already done this or you don't know, that you actually have to install a new launcher. I'm not entirely sure why this is, but it's just what they say you have to do, which means you have to do it. Now, the change log for the 1.6.1 is not too long. It's not like the 1.4.2 update, if I remember correctly, because that had a massive change log, like hundreds of things. But it adds 10 or so items, one of which is, let's see, hay bales, if I put that first. Hay bales have been requested by many users in the past, which I believe is why Mojang has added them. And they are made out of standard bits of wheat, of hay, I think. These are useful, well, mainly, as far as I know, they're used for decoration, really. I don't actually know if horses can eat off them and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think they can.
No, I think it's mainly really decoration, which is really what I would have used them for anyway, in, like, my numerous builds where I've included, like, a farm or a barn or something like that. There's another thing they've added, which are name tags. Our name tags, you can attach them to any animal at all, so pigs, ducks, horses, anything. And when you get them, they're just called name tag, as far as I know. And what you can do is, if you right click on them on an anvil with them in your hand, then you can edit it, so you can call it anything you want. For example, you could call it Dave or anything like that. At the moment, I actually have in one of my worlds a horse called Dave and two ducks called Mr. and Mrs. Horse, which obviously makes perfect sense in my world. It's slightly different than most people's. Other things they've added include blocks of coal. Now, blocks of coal have the same amount of power as 64 standard pieces of coal.
Yeah.
So if you put them in a furnace, if you put 64 block pieces of normal coal in a furnace and then another one you put a block of coal, they will last exactly the same amount of time and do exactly the same thing. It's just more compressed. And it means if you want to store coal, and for some reason you have masses of coal, which normally happens if you mine about 5 days, you'll end up with... It means you can store more in chests and stuff. Instead of grouping 64 blocks of 64 standard coal, you can group 64 blocks of coal.
The stupid thing is they take nine pieces of coal to make a coal block, and it makes the same as 64, so it's kind of stupid.
I think they last the same as 64, I'm not entirely sure on that. I sort of did a test, but then I had to leave, and I actually left it running. But I think it lasted the same amount of time, because it did the same sort of, like, it burnt the same amount of wood.
Anything else in the update?
Yes, there is. They have added carpets.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, carpets, they're just for decoration, and you can put them on top of a standard block, and just like pressure plates, they're very thin and they don't really make much difference, but they do increase the height of the block a tiny bit. One thing I should mention about carpets is you can't put things on top of them. So if you made a floor and covered it in carpet and then you wanted to put a chair down, you'd have to get rid of the carpet on that one block to put the chair down.
No such thing as a chair in Minecraft, no.
I meant a step, because I only really use those as chairs. I tend to use ladders to go up because they take up less space.
That's stupid. Use steps, because steps are blocks.
There's no such thing. Oh, yeah. Anyway, leads. Leads are another thing they've added, which you can attach to any mob, and including Steve's. Now, you can do this, so you can tether them to posts, or you can make them follow you. That's boring. What you really need to do is attach them to a fence post that's high up, and that will make whatever mob you've got attached to it bounce, which is just awesome. I made a Steve bounce, and they just continually bounce. They just don't stop. Really funny. Anyway, for some reason, that's just funny. They've added horse armor, which you can attach to horses. Yes, I know. Surprising.
Amazing.
So that if you go into like battle with on your horses, it takes less time to kill them. It takes more time to kill them. They've also added donkeys and mules. Now donkeys spawn less often than horses, but in the same, like if you can't spawn donkeys from like an egg like you can with other mobs. And mules are what you get when you breed a horse and a donkey together. You can't spawn these out from an egg like you normally can with other mobs. And with donkeys and mules, you can attach chests to them. So you can take your donkey along and you can store things in the back in the chest. So it's just, you can attach a standard single chest. And so you've got, is it 32 things you can put in it then? Well, 32 squares.
Something like that.
And then there's one more thing. There's one more item that they've added that I've mentioned, which is hardened clay and stained clay. So I guess it's two, really. I'm not really sure what hardened clay does because I haven't tested that out yet for some reason because I've been working on a big build now, so I don't have much time to check this stuff out. But stained clay is decorative. So as far as I understand, that's all it's really useful for. And you're basically a block of clay, but it's coloured, and you make it with dye and a standard block of clay. There's a couple of things which they haven't added, but they're just sort of like edits, which I'll talk about now. Texture packs are now resource packs. The reason they've done this is to see resource packs, they can add sound and stuff like that, and they can add more stuff, making it even more customised.
Yeah, and you can animate stuff, I think.
Yeah, so that it means you can't use texture packs per se anymore, but you can use a tool which is provided on the Mojang website, turn a texture pack into a resource pack. Check out that. They've also added it, so you can't destroy blocks with a sword in creative mode now. I'm not entirely sure why they've done that, but they have. I'm not really sure what the point of that is. And I think that's pretty much it.
The food meter is now drained when healing food. By full food meter, if you see what that means. When you've got a full one and you start to heal, the food meter is now drained when it's healing you, so you'll have to keep eating to heal yourself, sort of thing. That makes no sense, and it's a bit stupid, but, you know, I'm not Mojang.
And also, what they've done, this is a removed thing. Now, they've put this in pretty much every major update forever, so you're probably expecting it, and it just says remove Herobreed.
Yeah.
I think the only reason they put that is because, as far as I know, it was actually removed after the beta, but people keep claiming that they've got it and stuff, so they just put that there just to remind you that it isn't there.
There's a fly in this room now. It's really starting to annoy me.
With some information on a new upcoming game that's been really anticipated by the gaming community, and that game is Deadpool. Deadpool has finally got his own game, after being introduced into many other games, such as X-Men the game. And Deadpool is basically a game where you're running around killing people. It's tons of fun. You've got tons of guns, weapons, funny ways to kill people. And there's a couple characters from other Marvel movies and games that are anticipated into this, such as Wolverine and Cable. I think Deadpool will have to fight off Wolverine. This third-person game is one of the most anticipated games in 2013. It's very fun. There's some laugh out loud moments, and Deadpool is a likable, crazy person. It's a very clever idea, and I like the concept of it.
Guys, another section we want to talk about today is Call of Duty Ghost, which is a much, much, much anticipated game for this year. It's the 10th installment of the Call of Duty series, which is one of the most successful merchandises on Xbox, and in fact, in the whole gaming world. It's going to be released on the 5th of November this year, 2013, and it's being developed by Infinity Ward, mainly, which, as you may know, were behind the Modern Warfare series and a few other games. I'm not really going to go into detail that now, though. It's published by Activision, like every Call of Duty game so far, and it will be available on the current main consoles like Xbox 360, PS3, PC, and Wii U. But it will also be available on the two new consoles of this year, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. It's set to occur 10 years after a devastating mass event where the USA has collapsed, its economy and government is in ashes, it's no longer a superpower, and the remainder of its special operations forces, which are called the Ghosts, fight a newly emerged technologically superior global power, not for freedom or liberty, but simply to survive. A statement issued by Mark Rubin, who is very important in the developing of this game, from Infinity Ward, says everyone was expecting us to make Modern Warfare 4, which would have been the safe thing to do, but we're not resting on our laurels. We saw the console transition as the perfect opportunity to start a new chapter for Call of Duty, so we're building a new sub-brand, a new engine, and a lot of new ideas and experiences for our players. We can't wait to share them with our community. So they're starting a whole new series in the Call of Duty, and it should be amazing, really, as far as I can tell. So I've seen a bit of gameplay, and it's really, really crisp and smooth. So yeah, if you haven't seen it already, check that out. It should be on YouTube under the Call of Duty official channel.
All the links that you may have heard of stuff will be in the description below,
if you're listening to this on YouTube.
Activision have debuted three new campaign levels at E3, which names were Into the Deep, No Man's Land, and Behind Closed Doors. And one of the main characters has been the dog, Riley. Riley is in the second mission, debuted at E3, called No Man's Land. He is a dog controlled by a human. I think his dog would be very popular, knowing Call of Duty. He's probably going to die during the end.
Yeah. Mm.
He's a member of the Ghost Squadron, so he is a full-on member. He's not just like a dog they bring in occasionally. He's probably taking a little doggy oath or something like that. But you control him through a tablet. Like, you know, the unmanned bit, like the Predator missiles, you know, you've got like a tablet for that. Yeah. It's something similar to that, as far as I know. And you can tell him to go anywhere. You can tell him to kill anyone. Pretty much do anything.
I'm really anticipating this to become a multiplayer kill streak, because that would just be beast mode, you running around as a dog killing people.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
He is a German shepherd. I'm just reading out some trivia here.
Yeah.
Okay. His name is a reference to Simon Ghost Riley, a character from Modern Warfare 2, which I do remember. Riley is going to be the first playable animal in the Call of Duty series, and he happens to be the only dog in a campaign who is friendly with the player as opposed to trying to kill them.
Nah.
Yeah.
Jay mentioned, there have been three levels released so far, but on this site here, what were the three that you said, AJ?
Into the Deep, No Man's Land, and Behind Closed Doors.
Here, it doesn't have Behind Closed Doors, said it has Federation Day instead. I was going to check this out, but it might be like another name for it.
Yeah, it is another name for it.
You'll be able to customise your character, automatically mantle objects, and peek around cover while still being able to fire.
Yeah.
It was stated that players will be able to activate environmental hazards rather than the hazards automatically activating without player interference.
Yeah. I heard there was a new animation where you sort of dive and you sort of slide along the ground. So it's sort of like a dolphin dive, but you sort of slide for a bit longer. I'm not sure what the point is, but if and when I get the game, I'll probably find out, and you lot will probably find out as well.
Yeah. The game will also allow players to do some hidden, like, sub-missions, which will result in new twists in the storyline. according to Mark Rubin, who was the guy with the statement that I earlier mentioned, the game will have reduced latency of the controllers, which result in quicker movements. And this should really help for, like, a fast-paced action.
Yeah. Is that the end of Ghosts?
No, there's a few bits here. I won't mention them all because there's loads, but there's, like, a few bits about, like, the guns that are going to be introduced and some of the old ones and vehicles as well.
Guys, we also have... If you want to ask us any questions, please leave them in the comments below. And also, we are introducing a new segment this week, which is run by me, and we're doing a question of the week. If you get this question right, you get a shout-out at the in the next episode.
So, yeah, and it's the first person to get it right in case multiple people do it.
Yeah, first person. And the question is, in which new zombies map did they add a bank? In which new zombies map did they add a bank? So, leave your comments below, and that's it. Peace out, guys, from Ninja.
Wait. If you're watching on, our website or iTunes or whatever, then just head over to our YouTube thing and just comment there, because obviously you can't do it on our site and stuff. So yeah, I think that is it, and goodbye.
Okay,
that's a wrap.